For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I know a lot about golf.
It's time for those weekend golf guys.
Well, we're waiting.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Here's John Ashton and Jeff Smith.
And just like the man just told you, we are those weekend golf guys. Okay? And why I'm iterating the golf part will become very obvious in just a few seconds. I am John Ashton. I am in a studio. He is Jeff Smith. And he, for the first time in, 18 years, is wearing a bathing suit?
Long time. I'm at the beach, baby. I got out of bed this morning in Columbus, Indiana, got on a plane, and I hot-footed it down to Orlando, Florida, and drove east. Because Cornfield boys got to point ourselves to the water. And I put on a bathing suit, some sunscreen. I went to the world famous Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida for the first time ever.
Whoa.
And you know what it is? It's big and very commercialized.
It's like the LL Bean of Florida, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You know what? I got some cheap sunglasses.
Because
that's what the ZZ Top song says you got to have. Right?
Yeah.
Well, so I got my cheap sunglasses, and those are really for me because for the first time in long, long time, might be longer than 18 years, I actually put on a bathing suit. So I'm hoping that the rest of the people on that beach at Cocoa Beach are not really blinded. I think they're under their own responsibility to get their own sunglasses.
There's another good song, Man for Man, man. Blinded by the light emanating from the reflection of Jeff Smith's legs.
Yeah. You got that right.
All right, man. Okay, well, that's fine.
I like it here in South Florida right now.
The most expansive sand you've seen in a long time, so there you go.
That's right. I usually see it on a very small basis,
You
know, when I'm giving bunker lessons.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And,
just
get,
don't
get in, get out, you know, just don't go hanging out on one.
Yeah, just don't become a convert, man, okay?
Right.
We don't want you, you know, coming back next week and we're not going to be those weekend surfer guys. Because it don't work. I'll tell you what we are going to do this week, however. Coming up a little bit later on the show, we've got a guy who actually says he's got some moves you can make that will make it so you don't have to pop that ibuprofen before, during, and after your round of golf. Won't that be novel?
Yeah, it will, wouldn't it? All of us old codgers are out here going, really?
Really? I might be able to get into that. He doesn't say it eliminates the need for swing juice, though, which is good. He's smart.
Oh, good, yeah.
Gonna take care of that somehow. And we're also going to be talking with a guy named Todd McDaniel, who's got a business that operates with golf on Facebook. It's not very complicated, but it's very interesting. And we'll all be back and talk about it in just a very few seconds. Hang out. Everybody's got a box. You got a box of razors they'll send you every month. They got a box of this they'll send you every month. They got a box of that they'll send you every month. But only Bespoke Post has a box of awesome that they will send you every month. And that is not hyperbole. You go to boxofawesome.com. They will ask you a few questions. They will get a feel for who you are, what you're into. Every month, they will send you an email saying, hey, we got this box for you, and in it will be X, Y, and Z. It'll cost less than $50, but guaranteed to be worth over $70. If you're not feeling it, just say, I'm not really into this stuff, guys. I'll pass. Catch me next month. It's that easy. Boxofawesome.com. You want this stuff, trust me. It's stuff you'd never even think that you should have, but when you see it, you go, oh, wow. I've always wanted this. I just never knew it. It's a box of coolness. It's a box of awesome every month. Boxofawesome.com. Use the code WEEKEND. Get 20% off your first box. Hey, it's us. We are those weekend golf guys. I'm John Ashton. He's Jeff Smith. Still at the beach. Hasn't yet found a golf course
that can
lure him away from the beach.
A few minutes ago, I'm still... Look, I got a great view. I got surf. I got sand. I got people walking the beach.
Scantily clad. You've got your basic beach bikini looking
stuff.
Yeah,
along those lines.
Yeah. They are wearing less than they ever wear on a golf course. I can understand that thinking.
Some people really shouldn't be. Yeah. What I can tell right now.
Yeah, amen.
I'm hoping for some golf clothes on a handful of these fellas.
I got to work on that golf tan somehow, man. Somehow. All right, you know, some people will tell you, you know, give me your tired, give me your poor, give me your sick. Other people say, give me golf, which we can relate to. Todd McDaniel is one of those guys who just says, give me golf. We want to just welcome Todd into those Weekend Golfcasts. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me on.
Fine. Now, you're a former collegiate golfer, and I understand that the rumor is you may have taken a lesson or two from Jeff Smith.
I have. I played collegiately at the University of Kentucky and actually didn't seek Jeff out until kind of right once I got out of school when I thought I may give it a shot as professional, and Jeff helped me. And
I didn't talk him out of it.
he didn't talk me out of it, but I just started making too much money doing Gimme Golf. And it was at that time I was like, you know what, I think I'm just going to keep doing that. And I enjoy playing and still enjoy playing competitively and still play pretty well when I do play.
That's cool.
Jeff's a world-class, unbelievable teacher and just a brilliant mind, and take kind of the old school approach and teach new school. I mean, it's impressive stuff.
Certainly.
Do I have to pay you now? Is this a Venmo transaction right now on the phone? Is that where we're doing this? Is that how that's working? He said, yeah. John, he said he's going to leverage me for this.
Yeah, I don't blame him, man. I don't blame him at all.
Right.
I'd hold out for big bucks, Todd. In a nutshell, man, explain to us Gimme Golf, if you would.
All right, so Gimme Golf is it's my business. I own the entirety of the business, and it's basically a business that started as a hobby. So when I got out of school, I had all these clubs that were sitting around and stuff I'd tinkered with, and, you know, I'm one of those guys that like to try new sticks and new shafts and this loft head and different, you know,
clubs of
different brands, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
And, so I had all these clubs laying around, and I'm like, I'm just out of school and I'm broke and, you know, starting to kind of work and thinking I may want to try to play golf for a living. And I'm like, you know, I need to do something with these thousands of dollars of clubs that are just sitting here. So I didn't have an eBay account. My fiance at the time had an eBay account. So we tried that and done one or two that way, and kind of had some just, you know, not too great of experiences on it. And eBay takes an insane amount of fees on the clubs. And so a buddy of mine actually turned me onto this site on, as a Facebook group. And, within about 3 months, I became the number one seller on that Facebook group.
Oh.
So there's, you know, 20,000-30,000 members on it. And, you know, everybody was basically coming to me, you know, wanting golf stuff because I had all this stuff laying around. Well, I quickly started realizing by the amount of money that was coming in through payment apps, Venmo, PayPal and stuff, that I probably need to go see an accountant and I probably need to set this up as a business, or I'm going to be, getting a visit from the IRS.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you can't placate them with an offer of a free round of golf. You know,
that hole in the ground's only so big, right?
That's right. Doesn't work with that, man.
So I started this business in 2016, and I basically broke away from that Facebook group because they tried to, I won't say I was being bad to them. I was just kind of becoming a monopoly, and people were just not paying attention to that group anymore and just coming to me. So I decided, you know what? I need to start my own group.
Yeah.
You know, I've got my own following of people, and quickly it spread, and, you know, we're sitting at about 6,000 members, and
cool.
3 years later here, I've sold over 3,500 customers, many of those being, you know, multiple transactions. I mean, there's some guys they buy once a week. They want to buy something off of me to try. And I'm like, man, you need to slow down. Your wife's going to kill you. And, but yeah, so basically we do everything. We do, you know, used clubs, new clubs, closeout clubs. We don't, we're not any, brand specific or anything. I mean, there's certain brands I think that are better than the others, but every manufacturer nowadays makes good stuff.
Right.
And so we do everything. I mean, we do Gimme Golf gear, like t-shirts and socks and belts. And we've been very blessed and fortunate. My wife and I, she's kind of my business partner on this. And
cool.
It's just been a great time. It's, It's a lot of fun, a lot of work at times,
right.
But we really enjoy it.
So anybody can just go on Facebook, look up Gimme Golf. Is that the group?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's cool. You know, my biggest fear is that my wife is going to sell my clubs when I pass away at the same price I told her I paid for them.
That's right.
That poor girl, man.
You're not going to be getting much money back.
That's right, man.
Let's think of it this way, John. Guess what? You won't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah, I just feel sorry for
the lady. You
can fret
about it now, but believe me, at the time, you won't be worried about that.
Hey, so Todd.
You know, Todd, I got to get you. I need a replacement head real fast. I got a text last night from my son up in college, and in his final round of qualifying, he managed to break the face of his driver, and I got to get a head up to him here real quick. Third hole, all of a sudden, it was done, and we got to get him a sub-zero head. You got anything laying around in the confines of that?
Yeah.
Mansion of yours with all that stuff?
Yes, sir. I can get him ahead.
We need to talk about that off the air because we need to get one up there post haste.
Yeah,
he's not gonna make that first tournament of his college career without that thing.
Nope. Hard to play with just a 3-wood.
Certainly.
You know what? Especially he was playing at his final round of qualifying at Oakland Hills. In just outside of Detroit, and that'll eat you alive if you've got yourself a nice crack driver and you're out there swinging 3-wood all day against your buddies. That's not happening.
Yeah, I have to fix that, so, man. Come on, if you're a good dad, you would have put that on top of getting your own butt to the beach, man. Come on,
you know
what are you thinking?
There was only so much I could do, and I knew I was going to be talking to Todd here today. So.
Okay. I
we
gotcha.
Need to get ourselves a 9-degree sub-zero head, real quick, like.
So, Todd, what kind of advice? You know, you've been playing collegiately. You play very well still, even though you haven't been in college for a couple of years. And what kind of advice you give people who seem to think that maybe equipment might be the answer to their problems?
Yeah, I'm very open on that. I mean, a lot of guys that they think a new driver can automatically make them 10 shots better or something like that. And, the truth of that is that's not the case. Is there drivers out there? Is there heads that come out that are hotter? Yes. And, a lot of the close guys on the page that I've met personally, and, we do some outings, they look and they see my clubs and they're like, you've got wedges that are 2 years old. Why am I buying new wedges? And I'm like, look, I'm one of those guys that if I get something I like, I keep it.
Yeah.
And if I get something that I just halfway like, I'm looking for something else.
But if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, it's.
That's right. That's right. So if you got a driver that you absolutely love, if it's a 5-year-old driver, why are you switching,
Yeah. We fall prey to the ads we see every 12 minutes on the TV coverage.
That's right.
And it is, we're not doing ourselves any good. It's a disservice to us to keep thinking that, well, maybe this ball will help me, or maybe this particular brand.
That's right.
We're going to take a quick break here in a little bit, but when I come back, man, I'd like to talk to you about brand specific. Is it important that your clubs be of the same basic concept of design or whatever? And we'll get into that. Know that some people take great pride in having a complete bag of Titleist or a complete bag of TaylorMade or everything's the same stuff. But,
absolutely.
Nobody's paying me to play their clubs. So I'm going to play it the best that works for me.
Me neither.
We'll talk. Yeah. Bummer, man. We'll talk about some of what to do about that when we come right back. Where are those weekend golf guys? Hang with us.
Of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys. We would love it if you were to go there and like us. We'd love it even more if you'd go there and follow us, facebook.com/golfguys.
So just prior to going on vacation, I ordered a brand new away suitcase, a bigger carry-on. That's the size I figured we needed. Lightweight, it's durable, which makes it so much easier to get around in. And a 100-day trial that lets you try any Away product on the road comes with this suitcase also. There's a built-in compression pad that helps us pack more. And those four 360-degree spinner wheels, they guarantee a smooth ride. If you've ever changed planes in Atlanta, and you've landed in Concourse A, and your next plane takes off from Concourse D, and you've got 12 and a half minutes to get there, you will appreciate the smooth ride on these four 360-degree spinner wheels. I want you to have one. I want you to get yours today for $20 off. awaytravel.com/weekendgolf and use the promo code weekendgolf during checkout and you're going to get whatever suitcase you want for $20 off. awaytravel.com/weekendgolf promo code weekendgolf, whatever suitcase you want for $20 off.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we're back. Those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. Todd McDaniel with us from Gimme Golf, who basically a collegiate golfer who eeny, meeny, miny, moe sat back and said, now, do I want to maybe do a business in golf that's going to make me some money, or do I want to try to play professionally, which is iffy? And I think,
well,
he got smart.
Let me tell you, he knows that it's a tough road, but this man, he's not telling you. But this man's got real talent.
Yeah.
He's got the kind of action that is, it stands out. You know, you get a bunch of great players hitting balls on a driving range and you go stand by him and it sounds better. Looks better. Yeah. Looks consistent. It's got that sound of the strike. I've seen a lot of great players and I've heard a lot of shots. Boy, let me tell you, Todd McDaniel hits a golf ball, that thing's been hit.
Okay, so what you're telling me then is if I'm on a driving range with Todd, I want to stop and go somewhere else. Drink
will.
A little bit until
right.
he gets done.
Okay. The sound his makes is impressive, and when you compare it to that little tink that you get, that is not it, brother.
I know. Well, you know, that tink is more or less a...
Those are chili peppers, okay?
Yeah,
let's not even
okay.
go there.
All
those
right.
are chili peppers. We all know. You're out there shifting change from pocket to pocket to stop that action.
well, let me, in my own defense, man, that tink sound with my driver is part and parcel of the design of the driver. It's not a major brand. It was designed by Dean Knuth. You know,
you're still playing that?
Yeah, it's a decent driver, man, but the sound it makes when you hit it, even when you hit it well, it's kind of a tink.
Yeah. I completely forgot the name of that thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter because I'm looking for, you know, something. I don't know. The technology, it's about 5 years old now. The technology has greatly increased. My abilities, thanks to Jeff Smith's tutelage, have greatly increased. And I want something that sounds better. It's got to sound more powerful. It's like a big hulking guy, you know, when he comes on goes, hi, how are you? It just doesn't fit. And it's the same thing. The results of that driver does not fit with the sound it makes, okay?
I hear that.
So I don't know. You know, Jeff has explained to me what he would suggest I do in finding a new piece of gear for my bag. But what about you, Todd? What would you suggest? Especially if I don't have enough money to get, you know, 17 different drivers and take 16 of them back.
Sure. So, I mean, I think, you know, with golf clubs coming out now, there's so many options. And I think a lot of people can be overwhelmed. And, you know, I would recommend anybody that's unsure of what they want or, you know, I want something a little different. There's plenty of places where, you know, you can go and try different heads out. And, you know, I mean, come down to Boone's Trace National Golf Club and I'll take you on the range and let you hit anything I have that's used.
Okay.
And, it's so much about feel and sound. Like you're saying, there's like Callaway's a certain brand, you know, it tests the best for me, but I could I can't get myself to play a Callaway driver. Okay. Now, I've sold plenty of Callaway drivers.
Yeah.
And a lot of people really like Callaway drivers, but there's something about the feel to me that I can't, in the look of when the club's down on the ground, I can't get myself to use a Callaway driver.
I can't get myself to pay $5.99 for a Callaway driver. That's my problem.
Well, right. We can help you on that too.
Todd, as we talk about things, if you're trying to recommend something for John, let me explain something to you a little bit here first. John's persona on the air, he plays like an 18 handicap, right? But really, he's significantly better than that. He's really about a 17. So I just thought I'd let you know. So, you know.
At least he's not.
That's about where we need to think about.
At least most of the guys are saying they're two handicaps, and some of the other guys are ticked off because their two handicap A player can't break 90.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
He's really a 14.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I know what you're talking about too, because my brother-in-law is a guy who buys from hype. He never goes into a place and swings or tests or anything like that. About 10 years ago, Ping came out with a really nice driver. It was being extolled all over the media as like, you know, the end all be all. And he went out and bought one. Couldn't hit it. Could not hit it. Didn't feel right to him at all. I said, here, let me try. And I think my first drive was like the first time that round I hit a drive straight down the middle. And it was kind of like, okay, well, until you find something that works for you, I'll just keep this. And, you know, and I played with that for like 2 years. Like, gave him a 3-wood that I had that he thought was fantastic. So it traded, came out, you know, in a wash, but still, you know, but that was a Ping driver. And now, you know, I went out to a buddy of mine at a driving range a couple of years ago, and he had just, come back from Florida. He bought a 2-year-old set of Ping Rapture irons. He said, here, try these. They were old, some old guy who bought a new BMW and a new set of clubs every 2 years, whether he needed to or not. And he traded these in. And I mean, I hit him graphite shafts, regular flex, man. It just, they sounded and they looked and they worked well for me. So I bought $300 for the set. Okay.
Which I got the car. So
yeah, I didn't get the car. But, you know, but I I've got wedges that are some mongrel brand, some name brand, but none of them are Ping. You know, I've got a driver that's, like I said, it's Dean Knuth's private brand. I think 7 of us have one in the world. I have 2 of them in my garage, but, you know, and a mishmash of everything, but that's okay these days, right? I mean, you don't have to buy a matched set of anything, right?
Well, you come look at my bag and I don't have, nothing's the same. Like a lot of the guys I sell to, the goons as we refer to them, you know, they all want all Titleist, or, you know, I'll have a guy, he'll be Titleist 1 month and he'll want to switch to TaylorMade or then switch to Cobra. And I'm like, man, just, you know, you don't have to be one brand. And so many guys are like, oh, I can't do it. I'm just OCD about, we got to be the same brand bag. And I'm just not geared that way.
Yeah.
You know, my driver's a TaylorMade, my 3-wood's a Titleist, my irons are 14 golf, you know, a Japanese brand, my wedges are Mizuno's. I mean, I've got a mixed bag. I got what I feel like gives me the best chance to shoot the best scores.
Yeah.
And, you know, whereas some guys, they'd be like, well, I hit this Callaway driver better than any driver, so I have to make Callaway irons work. And I mean, I can tell him, you know, till I get blue in the face, you don't have to have Callaway irons or wedges, and they're like, I have to match.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no, I can't convince them otherwise. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's, you know, the only reason why the big time pros match is because they're getting paid to carry those clubs.
I'm contractually obligated to say that I've got every club in my bag is a Titleist club. And my bag is a Titleist bag. And if I were to wear a glove, it would be a Titleist glove. That's how the paperwork reads.
Yep. You know, and that's another thing too. After every weekly tournament, I'm subscribed to a bunch of golf newsletters, and I always get a "What's in the bag" for the guy who won. And my first reaction is, "Why do I care?" Because I don't care what clubs he's got. I know he can use them so much better than I ever could. It doesn't matter to me what kind of a driver he has. because I'll never have the swing he has, so why do I need the driver he has, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, you sure don't have the body point. That guy's got, and you sure don't have the practice habits that guy's got. So,
exactly. You know, I have to work for a living. I don't play golf for a living, you know? Another big difference.
Yeah, but, you know, what you do doesn't look like work either.
Doesn't look like it. That's only because I'm very good at it.
It's just smooth. All these words just roll off the tongue.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with professional golfer, man. I mean, like, you know, I'm sure I could sit next to Todd on a practice day, like you said, and he would look so much better doing it. But it's not because he's working harder at it than I am. It's because naturally he's better at it than I am. And when you're good
it's
at something,
not just that, it's because he has worked at it harder that he doesn't do it.
Exactly. But
now,
when you are better at something than someone else is, it does not look like you are expending as much effort to be as good as you are. That's the point I'm trying to make.
There's all that effort behind the scenes, brother.
It's the truth for everything. You think I started out this good?
I agree with both sides of that. You know, there's guys that I'm one of those guys. If I put the time in, I feel like I can get to where I can beat about anybody. I've seen guys that can, you know, not practice or not really play and go out and shoot 66. And I have a hard time doing that, but I'm one of those guys. If I put some time in and get my rhythm to where, you know, it needs to be and just get the little small things in my swing where they need to be, I feel like I can really, really play. But I know some guys that are just what you would call freaks of nature talent that, you know, that at one time, of course, put the time in and worked hard you know, they maybe now are serious in a job or whatever and aren't doing that, but they can go out and shoot a stupid score. But then I've also seen guys that are kind of more like me. They need a little time to kind of get their game back to where once was and can be.
Gotcha. We got about 30 seconds left, Todd. So how about some shameless self-promotion, man? How do folks find you on Facebook and get in the group and all that kind of good stuff?
Yes, sir. Simple enough. So go to Facebook and just type in the search bar, Gimme, G-I-M-M-I-E, Golf, and it'll pop up 6,000-ish followers on the page, and click join, and we'll review your profile. And as long as you don't look like some crazy idiot that doesn't have anything to do with golf, then we'll accept you to the page.
And if you're not some, you know, club counterfeiter from China, you'll get in. Not a problem.
We've had a couple of those. We denied.
doesn't surprise me a bit. And where in Kentucky are you? If someone was close, they could actually, like you said, meet up with you and try a bunch of stuff on a range?
Yes, sir. Just south of Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay, cool. All right, sir. Todd McDaniel, Gimme Golf. Damn good golfer.
Yeah.
And even though he was very good and had an outstanding collegiate career at the University of Kentucky, he still goes to Jeff Smith and says, hey, Jeff, help me with X, Y, and or Z. Got you guys. All right, we're going to move on now. Again, Todd, glad to meet you this way. We'll talk again sometime soon. Hang out with us, okay? This segment of Those Weekend Golf Guys is brought to you by CBS Sports HQ. I think we're all aware that sports TV nowadays is full of made-up drama. Same topics being beaten into the ground with ideas and takes from people who don't even believe what they're saying themselves. But CBS Sports is going to change all that. CBS Sports HQ is a network that streams live 24/7, and they have coverage that is focused on just the game. Football, they got it. FedEx playoffs, they got it. Fantasy sports, well, their experts are going to give you the info you need to make all the right calls for your lineup, and football season is coming up. No fake debates, no politics, just real sports for real sports fans. Just open the CBS Sports app, and you can watch anytime from anywhere on your phone or at home on your Apple TV, Roku, or Fire TV. It couldn't be easier, and it's all totally free. Download the CBS Sports app and watch CBS Sports HQ today.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Mm-hmm.
And thanks for hanging and coming back. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. I am John Ashton in studio. He is Jeff Smith on the road. The infamous Route A1A headed down the coast of Florida. Gawking. Keep your eyes on the road, your hands up on the wheel, buddy. Okay?
I'm doing those two things, but man, I'm telling you, the beach scene here, pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty nice.
It is.
You know, I'm driving south, my head's angled left. My right eye's looking at the road, my left eye's looking at the beach. I feel like Marty Feldman going on here right now.
Hey,
is that the other way around? My right eye's looking at the beach, my left eye's looking at the road.
It doesn't matter. Turn around, it'll be the same. We want to welcome in Bart Potter from Colorado, Denver area of Colorado. And Bart, man, first off, thanks for joining us here on those Weekend Golf Cast. How you doing, man?
Oh, great. Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, hey.
John, this is great.
My pleasure. Bart's a guy who's listened to us. You're the one. Okay, I thought I'd say it before Jeff does. Another thing, too, I just found out today that iHeartRadio has taken over as the number one podcast site in the world. 3 weeks ago, they put those Weekend Golf Guys on as one of their podcasts. I don't think that's a coincidence, but I digress.
I don't either. I think it's pretty impressive that we're on the number one podcast host environment, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I think we helped them. They will be sending us a congratulatory plaque very soon, I'm sure. I'm sure of it. Bart Potter,
I thought you said it was going to be a check.
Check, plaque, they're all spelled the same way. Bart is a listener who sent me an email saying, you know, I think I have a technique that your listeners would enjoy. And Bart, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I follow some of your advice, then I don't have to load up on the ibuprofen before, during, or after my round.
Yes, definitely. That's one of the benefits for sure.
Wait a minute. What? I need to hear more of this.
Yeah, exactly. The floor is yours, sir. Explain away.
Well, sounds good. Thanks, John. Yeah, for over the last 20 years, I've been teaching a simple system to golfers and other athletes to avoid aches, pains, and injuries. And it's based on a core concept called muscle balance. And so muscle balance, when you improve muscle balance, that's like balancing and aligning the tires on a car before you race it around the track. You're going to have better performance.
Okay.
The same thing works for your body. When you improve muscle balance for your bones and joints, then you're going to feel and perform better on the golf course.
Okay, if I want to get my tires aligned, I go use a machine and the guy does it. What do I want to do if I want to get my muscles aligned, man?
Right. Well, one of the things I do is I teach this 10-minute system in my book. That's why I wrote the book, is because I wanted to get the information out there to as many people as possible.
Okay.
And the book is called Jiffy Body, and it teaches, a very simple system to create and maintain muscle balance for your bones and joints. The upside of this system as well is it's really a non-workout. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to sweat. You could practice in your pajamas if you wanted to. So I don't want to scare people off thinking it's hard work. It's actually really simple. There's just simple practice positions to go through with this system. If someone wanted to get an idea of a few of the practice positions, they could visit my website. That's jiffybody.com.
Okay.
And I've put up a couple sample videos and descriptions so you could actually see a couple of the practice positions live, I guess, you know, on the internet. Anyway,
sure. Is it because we do something wrong, or is it just the nature of the golf swing vis-a-vis the human body that you've come up with ways to make sure it doesn't happen or to fix it?
Yeah. That's a good question. The first part of it is we are all susceptible to muscle imbalance, right? And so one of the things that can cause imbalance is with golf, for example, you're always swinging from one side of your body.
Okay.
So if you're right-handed, you're always swinging from the right side. And over time, that creates imbalance for those muscles that balance your hips, your back, your shoulders. And it's one of the key reasons you can become more susceptible to injuries with those parts.
Hmm.
The other thing that causes muscle imbalance is just our day-to-day life. We all tend to sit a lot more than, let's say, our ancestors did 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. We're not we don't use our bodies with nearly as much variety either. You know, as our lifestyle is more sedentary and we sit a lot more, that's another factor that can create muscle imbalance as well. You might have noticed.
Causes fat too.
Yeah, it causes fat, exactly.
And that's but, just that we have much more comfortable chairs these days than our ancestors yeah. did, man. Come on.
Yeah, well, I'm right there with you. I sit a lot. You know, you've probably noticed when you sit that you feel your shoulders kind of rotating forward a little bit. Your head position might come forward. Mm-hmm. And then when you stand up finally, let's say I sit at my computer hours a day, and when I finally stand up, I feel like it's harder to stand up straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a simple example of a muscle imbalance. And I mean, over time that can progressively can become more aware to you with symptoms you might experience, like aches, pains, stiffness, swelling, mm-hmm. nerve impingement, joint problems, that kind of thing.
Well, let me ask you what may be a simple question, but if some of the imbalance is caused because I'm right-handed and I swing right-handed all the time,
yeah.
If I were to take some time even just at home in my spare time, swing left-handed, because I wouldn't want to do that with anybody watching,
yeah.
Would that help?
Yes, definitely. I mean, oh, that's okay. A good start. Or, you know, if you're out on the golf course and you feel warmed up and you're not too concerned about your you know, your buddies out there as you yeah. take swings on the opposite side, you could do it there as well.
Yeah.
The thing I'd recommend with that is with when you ever incorporate new physical movement, just to underdo it at first. You know, wait till your body's warmed up. And mm-hmm. the first time out, just try a few practice swings on the opposite side and notice how you feel the next day.
Okay. I don't want to use the word immediate because we're all looking for an immediate fix, but it is something that you can notice the difference quickly.
That's something that's definitely going to benefit you. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
And then the problem is we've all developed our own unique set of muscle imbalances over years and years.
Yeah.
And some of those can extend beyond the golf course. So the real benefit of one of the real benefits of the system I teach is that you can quickly run through in about 10 minutes, run through all your major joints and major muscle groups and find your weak points, essentially.
Hmm.
So, and identifying weak points is really one of the quickest ways to improve, because when you identify them, you can work on them.
Sure.
You can improve.
So this is something that works better than ibuprofen washed down with 12 ounces of beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. As long as you have around 10 minutes a day, this is something that can definitely create dramatically better body function throughout your lifetime. And as like you've talked about, you know, we want to be able to play golf till we're 100.
Yeah. Have to so I can shoot my age. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And we want to feel good as possible while we're out on the course. And by just taking a little bit of time, you know, each day to work on your way through the system, you can really feel and perform. You'll notice it. You'll feel and perform better on the course.
Jeff, you're a big body guy.
I am.
What kind of?
I'm getting bigger every day. You know, I got donuts and I got chicken.
Yeah,
and I
that's
got
the pizza thing. Yeah. But what kind of?
No.
What kind of results do you think vis-a-vis your game that you could see?
Well, you know, he talks about the things that we already do in some of our physical training for golf. You know, we do an awful lot of swinging both directions with speed and explosiveness to balance ourselves out, because he's very right on this. I've heard this from many really good physical trainers. We're setting ourselves up as golfers for some major injuries because we're doing things only in one direction all the time, and all the muscles are firing are only certain ones, firing in only that pattern.
Okay.
So as we talk about grooving our golf swing, we are doing that, but we are also not paying attention to the fact that we must be balanced in our bodies. So it's really a good idea to swing in both directions for training so that we can walk around with level hips and level shoulders and all kinds of joints that are working better.
Huh.
And, you know, the greatest thing he said so far is that he can get all that stuff to happen without telling people that they're working out, because that's the selling point.
Yeah.
Because basically everybody's lazy and we want to lay around eating pizza and donuts, and, you know, and that's just how we are, you know.
That's it.
I'm not going to lie. I just drove by a donut place you know, on my way down here, I can't believe I didn't fart. But I kept on going, right? Look, we got Bart on the line. You know, he's talking about his body, talking about bodies being better. And I'm like, I got to keep going.
All right. I got you. So he's right in as much as if you can guarantee me that I'm not going to break a sweat and it's going to take, you know, 30 minutes or less out of my rigorous day of, you know, sitting and watching TV and stuff like that, then I actually might check it out. You know what
I'm
saying?
Here's how he's going to guarantee you're not going to break a sweat, John. The program he's going to design for you is his program, but you're going to do it in a pool.
Yep.
There you go. That's it.
Okay. Well, you know, if it works, it works. Cool, it works.
Well, you know, you could actually there's a series of positions in the system, and some of them are standing. So I suppose you could be standing up in a pool.
Yeah.
While you practice some of them.
Well,
so,
you know, just physiologically speaking, it's so much easier in a pool, especially if you've got like weak knees or something, because you don't put much pressure on your joints in when you're in the water as you do if you're just standing in the air. So
that's true. Yeah. It helps you deal with gravity, essentially, and take some of that pressure off.
So let's do some shameless self-promotion here, Bart. People want to research what you're doing. They want to participate. They want to get the advice you're given. Where do they go? Okay. What do they ask for?
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit my website. That's jiffybody.com. And on the homepage, I have, like I said, a couple of the videos with sample positions so you can see how easy they really are.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there's a link there to the book right on the homepage. So you could learn more about that as well.
Fantastic.
I wanted to mention to your listeners as well, one last quick tip for them. There's a product made by a company called Meekin. It's a little magnetic roller, and I've been using it for over 20 years with my clients. There's some information on that product as well on my homepage, but it's an amazing little product. Let's say you're out on the golf course and your shoulder's feeling sore or your back. You can use this little magnetic roller and roll it on the sore muscle, and it pulls blood flow into the muscle and essentially makes it feel better. So
fantastic. Meekin? What is that? M-E-C-A-N?
It's N-I-K-K-E-N. Ah. And I have the information there on the homepage as well, and how they can learn more about that product. So,
JiffyBody.com, right?
Yeah, JiffyBody.com, yeah.
Fantastic. Bart Potter, appreciate you reaching out. Appreciate you listening, man. And And helping us help iHeartRadio become number one.
That sounds great. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This has been fun.
You're quite welcome, man. And like Jeff told you, when he gets back to Colorado, because he fell in love with the place over there about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
He'll be...
Well, let me know when you come back.
We've got your number and whatnot. When I get out there, I'm dragging you to a cool golf course near you.
Okay, sounds great.
Cool near you.
Yeah, you cure his aches, and he'll help you with your swing too.
That sounds like fun.
All right, Bart Potter, it's JiffyBody.com. Bart, thanks for spending some time with us here on Those Weekend Golf Guys.
Yeah,
we got a few moments left together, guys. Come right back. We're going to take a quick break.
If you're in sales, you know that people buy things from people they know, they like, and they trust. It can take forever to build that kind of a relationship unless you use golf. Business Golf is the quickest way to build trust with your clients and potential customers. TheBusinessGolfCourse.com. Go there now and check it out.
Just to give you an idea of how old I am, do you know what was cool when I was in school? A Beatles lunchbox. Today, you know what you need to be cool? You need Bombas socks. It really isn't surprising that they're the mark of coolness these days. They're the most comfortable kids' socks ever. Colorful. I mean, literally bursting with color. And they even have a little colorful bee on them. They're designed with several comfort innovations that help make them feel better than any other kid sock ever made. And when, you know, you put them on a kid and they go, ooh, these feel nice, you know that they're more comfortable than anything they've ever worn before because they're actually mentioning it. Bombas donates a pair of socks for every pair purchased. So when you order some for the kids, why don't you get your own self some too? I wear them all the time playing golf, especially the anklet-type socks. They're colorful. You can get them so they match your shirt so you look really dapper. Visit bombas.com/weekend and get 20% off your first purchase. That is bombas.com/weekend for 20% off your purchase. bombas.com/weekend. It is still us, those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. So we have cured your aches and pains, or at least we told you how you can cure your aches and pains. We've cured your, where do I get my equipment and what should I play questions.
Right.
Is there anything else?
Cured your curiosity
about
how beautiful South Florida is on Route A1A, because let me tell you, it is outstanding.
I know it's tough for the Indiana boy to realize, but that's what the East Coast is like, you know? There's water.
Yeah, but you're from the Northeast Coast, and who wants to go there? Well, except me. I go there, too. But the point is,
the sky
is blue. The buildings are all, I just passed a beautiful white one with a blue top on it. It looked like it was in Greece, right?
Uh-huh.
You just go by these beautiful places.
All right,
right on the beach, and you go, hey, this is not cornfields.
The preceding minute and a half has been brought to you by the South Florida Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, sir.
All right. So you got a hankering for some good scenery, and you're sick of cornfields. Tool on down Route A1A in South Florida, and keep on going till you hit Key West, why don't you? And then come on back because we need you. All right, so just Gimme Golf. It's Facebook group, Todd McDaniel's group, if you're looking for advice on equipment. And Todd, man, a very good golfer, played for the University of Kentucky, still needs, and that's just another lesson for all of us, still feels he needs some professional advice because, well, it couldn't hurt.
To play well.
Yeah, he wanted to play better than he
play well.
He plays well, he wanted to play better. So he went to Jeff. We can all take a lesson there. We play well, we don't play well, if we just want to play better. Search out your neighborhood's version of Jeff Smith. Go to your PGA professional and say, help me. I want to be better. And you can. And if you want to keep away from the pain and agony of swinging the wrong way, well, you know, jiffybody.com is a good place to go. And you can not have to carry all that pharmaceuticals with you whenever you hit the golf course. So there you go. We appreciate you being around. Check us out, thoseweekendgolfguys.com, facebook.com/golfguys. And, of course, we love to listen to you tweet us. We are at WKND Golf Guys. Put us on your list, and we will be there. All right? So other than that, man, Jeff, again, eyes on the road, two hands up on the wheel. Take it easy. Be careful. And until next week, go play some golf.
There you go.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.